Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, movie director, video director, designer of album covers, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight, and I just want to talk about celebrities I admire. I mean, these are legends, you know. Or, you know, we'll see. But, you know, we will see. I put the bus sign. Well, the Axl Rose, I'm going to bring this up. I was going through a hard time. I was looking for someone to look up to, you know, in the media, you know. You know, I'm a black guy, you know, I was like, and who I am, I was going through trauma. So I don't know, I haven't connected to Axl Rose musically, dancing with the microphone. And was he, would I say he would influence musically? I would say yes, running a band, singing. But me being who I am, I developed my own style vocally and have many admirers. But he was one of them. Now, Axl Rose, you know, I don't know. It was the straitjacket in the video, Welcome to the Jungle, that got to me, you know. Because I was going through a lot of hard time. I was not in no straitjacket, but I felt like my life was that way. And the lyrics, they out to get me, because I felt that everybody was out to get me, so. But influence musically, yes. Well, the reason why I wanted to be a musician was not because of Axl Rose, but it was influence at the time. However, when I say the bus sign, some of the things that Axl Rose has done, I did not agree with, but you know, at the time when he did a 1 in a Million song, you know, that was homophobic, that was racist. You know, that, you know, I'm a black guy, I felt that was offensive. As a gay man, it was offensive. But, you know, I overlook it now. I think he's not that way no more. And I, you know, at the time I was like, is he a bigot or not? But then I look at, okay, Slash is black, half black, and Slash is Jewish, and so is Steve Adler. And he admires Freddie Mercury, who's gay, was influenced on him. He worked with David Geffen, who's gay, so I said, he probably isn't that way. He's probably going through a lot of problems. I don't know what it was, but to find out that he had been suffered child abuse, I can strongly relate to that. Maybe that was the reason. He said that he was diagnosed with either post-traumatic stress disorder or manic depression. Maybe that was the reason, because I did suffer child abuse, severe child abuse. So I looked to rock and roll as a way out. But over time, because of who I am and what I am, I had to develop my own identity and look at things beyond that. But he was one of my early influences as a child. To help me get through the pain that I was going through, because I was so alienated. I felt so alienated with my peers and while I was going to Buffalo. But I had to find my own identity, not only as an artist, but as a person. Now, if he is homophobic or racist, which I don't think so, I would not support him at all. No way. I don't think he's racist at all. Look who's in his band. Look who he supports. He's not racist at all. Absolutely not. Homophobic, I would not support anybody who's homophobic or racist. Okay, but if his influence was a gay man who was a rock star, Freddie Mercury, then likely not. I don't think he is. I think he was just having some serious problems mentally from his child abuse. And for someone who lived on the streets for 6 years, and in and out of jail in 6 years, living as a poor artist, I guess, and then getting famous, I guess, you know, all that baggage can connect, I guess. So happy birthday, Axl Rose. I hope I didn't offend him, but he was one of my early influences. Madonna, on the other hand, I know she's very open. And yeah, she got famous similarly. Went to New York City and went by streets, lived a poor artist on the streets of New York. Discovered, but she's very open. She's the leader of gay and lesbian. Oh, I support Madonna 100%, even though some things she do, like the folks, she's so way out, but I think she's really great. She's pretty great. I admire Madonna's politics, and I think, like Madonna, very liberal, very fearless, courageous, definitely a Leo. I think that she's a trailblazer. All the things that's going on now in the news, what we consider very controversial, I think what she done in the past was nothing. You know, nothing compared to what's going on now. But I think she was a trailblazer for many artists. And I think that is true. She is truly an artist, a gifted artist. Long in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she was a trailblazer. She has a lot of talent, but I think her talent is taking an issue and expressing herself fully to what she believes, an opinion. You know, she support gay rights. She support being. You know, being free to do, to be, and do what she wants. And I think anybody who's like that got to be extremely strong. So that what I admire, the fearlessness. They say she's controversial, but I would say she's just take an issue and express herself artistically. To show her point of view. She definitely has talent as a musician, as an artist. You know, I like her dance music, but it's her expression. So yes, I think Madonna's great. Is she an influence on my music? Not really. When I first started music, I was in the rock and roll. You know, I was rock and roll and pop. But I would say, as far as fearlessness with expressing thyself, I say, yeah, but again, as an artist, which I learned, and as a person, I had to evolve and become my own self, my own person, because that's pretty much who I am. I can look at my influences, whatever I was influenced by, and realize that Dove Knight is only one person. You know, I had to evolve. But also from that point of, from those days when I came out, from where I was in those days, I evolved to learn more about who I am and what I am. So I would say I wouldn't be as enthused to from what I was then, because I found myself. So I think these guys are rebel. I admire them, but I put a butt sign because whatever I don't know or whatever, because I don't know these people personally. But I do know that something stood out that I was like, wow. Madonna, there was nothing to stand out. But the sex book, I was like, but you know, that's not really something to say that is controversial. That's just an artistic expression. But I would never do something like that if I got bigger. No, not naked. No. But Axl definitely won a million. That was a concerning factor because it's his way of expression. But I don't condone anything like that. But that was the time period for what he stood for. I simply didn't get it. I would say that's something I don't support. However, I'm sure he's, the perception is he's much more open-minded than that song, but I'll leave it there. And I'm not going to judge because we don't know people. And the fact of who is in his band now or who is he hang out with, who he admire, I think he's much more open. But we don't know. But I have to, my role models is from who I am as a black person, gay person. My people who are, help me be for myself. But we have to find ourselves. You know, we have to find ourselves, and I'll leave it there. Because finding thyself is so important in this society. And, you know, when I was there, I was in the closet about being gay. I don't like to bring it up, but I'm out and I have nothing to be afraid of. And I cannot be something that I ain't. So if I'm gay, I'm gay. That is the way it's supposed to be. It's natural, you know. And I had to admire gay role models, you know. Music, Freddie Mercury, you know, and Halford or Judas Priest, but also George Michael or, you know, Elton John, you know, just see in music. But feel good, be around people, you know, to feel good about myself. So I can't listen to something like One in a Million, but no offense. I think what I want to say is what Will Axl Rose was an early influence to help me find myself, to know where, and now I'm more evolved to know what's going on. Happy birthday, W. Axl Rose. It's February 6th. He's an Aquarius. Madonna's a Leo. Like me, I'm a Leo, Leo. Those are two opposite signs. Madonna's great. She transformed pop music as far as opening an envelope about ideas, and I think that's a good thing. So, we all have to be courageous sometimes. I cannot hide who I am. This is the 21st century. I am who I am. It took me years to get to this point. You know, it's like I have nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Someone judge me because I'm gay or judge me because I'm black or something. Then something is wrong with them, not me. But I just want to say with these individuals, I came admiration, but it helped me evolve into being who I need to be. But I got a lot of admiration. You know, I admire Dr. King and philosophy or history, or admire Barack Obama politically, or Bill Clinton, or, you know, in politics. Then I admire Albert Einstein, and I admire, you know, in music, I got lots of, you know, so many. Who influences in music? So many, you know, I'm in rock, so I'm in, I admire Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, so John Lennon, I admire them, or, you know, pop, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince. I admire a lot, or, you know, so many influences, you know, rhythm and blues, rap, I mean, it's just a mixture, country, but you just take all the influences and find my own self as far as music, but as a person, you know, we all have people we admire, you know, but I want to say with these people, you have to find ourselves and not care what the world thinks. And that's what it is. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. If I'm going to live who I am naturally, I can't be afraid of who I am. And there's nothing wrong with me. Something wrong with someone else. And they, you know, I can't. If someone's trying to make me live as something that I can't be, then that is wrong. And that's, you know, I'm gay and I always will be gay. I've been gay since I was a child, you know. Some people ask, what is a gay man doing like Axl Rose? My stance is that that was an early influence, and that was at a stage when I was not, I was in a closet and I wasn't aware that I was gay. But now that I'm aware, I'm more evolved. Okay? And I leave it there. Good day, good night from Love, Dove Night.